Senator, do you favor any particular candidate in the presidential race?
No, and maybe I'll end up not backing anybody, but I'm not going to make a determination either on an individual or on staying out of it until we get by the period of time when people have to file in the first of the 50 states to run for president, and that's going to be in a couple weeks in Florida. And so I think I ought to wait until everybody's into it before I make and give everybody an opportunity. At least I can view the whole field. And right now I don't feel I can with today's announcement or maybe rumor that maybe Huckabee will get in. There's still rumors about Sarah Palin getting in. There's a big push right now for Christie to get in. And I'd like to see the whole field before I finally make up my mind.
What's the role of the media in this? I had a conversation with Congresswoman Bachman the other day where I mentioned to her that it seemed like she was on the top of the world where she won the Ames straw poll, but the next day with Rick Perry entering the race, all of a sudden it was a two-man race. And it seemed that the media determined that, and I wondered with her if there was any sexism going on there.
Yeah.
I was thinking it. She wasn't going to say it, but I was thinking it.
Well, I think the liberal political structure of our country, and probably that most of that's on the East Coast and probably most of it in Washington, D.C., and how they have close relationships with the liberal press, I would say that there's two categories of people that are conservative that the media and the liberal power brokers in this country never want to succeed. And one of them, one class, would be a conservative female, and the second one is an African-American conservative. So you can use Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachman as a couple examples of one group. You can use Herman Cain as an example of another group. They don't want them to succeed because they're able to make the Republican Party look like it's not a humane party because we aren't somehow concerned enough about women's issues or we aren't concerned enough about minority issues. And if they allow a conservative female or a conservative African-American to succeed, it's going to take away all of the demagoguery that they can do against the Republican Party.